Chapter 10. Jack peered over at Lexi's house while he brushed olive oil on the grill, his heart sinking as he wondered if she was going to show up. He pulled his cell phone out of his pocket and checked the display. She hadn't replied to any of his texts. Of course, he couldn't blame her for being mad after finding Simone in his kitchen the night before. Jack sighed. He wished he could tell her the truth, but he had to keep it a secret for a while longer. Jack's heart lurched when he saw her kitchen door open. His pulse quickened, noticing she was wearing one of his favorite shirts, a bronze-colored V-neck that plunged daringly in the front and highlighted the bronze undertones in her brown hair. The shirt hung loosely over her slim hips. Her mid-thigh white shorts showed off her tanned legs, making Jack forget about the two porterhouse steaks he had been looking forward to grilling all day. A smile lit his face as he watched her navigate the space from her yard to his, teetering on the grass in impossibly high, strappy white sandals, sprinkles at her heels. "Hi there," she greeted him with a smile, which Jack hoped meant everything was okay between them. "Hi." He grabbed her wrist, gently pulling her close. He traced her bottom lip with his thumb, trying to read the look in her eyes, then brushed his lips against hers. She didn't react. She didn't pull away, but she didn't fall into the kiss either. Jack didn't know what to make of it, so he released her and turned his attention to the grill. "Sorry I didn't reply to your text today. I catered a memorial for Nunzio Bartoli, and time just got away from me." Lexi picked a beer out of the cooler beside the grill and popped it open with a bottle opener. "Can I help with something?"
"Nope. I have everything under control."
Jack motioned to the patio table he had already set for dinner.
"Have a seat and relax. I'll put the steaks on, and I have a garden salad and potato salad in the fridge."
Lexi took a seat, and sprinkles plopped down at her feet, while Jack went inside to get the rest of the meal. He opened the fridge and grabbed two large bowls that housed the salads and a platter that had the steak. Balancing them in his hands, his stomach clenched as his mind replayed the scene from the night before when Lexi had stumbled into the kitchen to find Simone in here.
Should he bring Simone up or wait for Lexi to do it?
He headed out the door with a sigh. If Lexi asked about Simone, he'd just have to keep with the story of her being an old friend that just stopped by, and hope Lexi wouldn't be able to tell he wasn't telling the whole truth. "That looks delicious." Lexi lifted the saran wrap from the salad and picked out a tomato wedge, popping it into her mouth. Jack shot her a smile, then slapped the steaks on the grill, listening to the welcome sound of sizzle as the flames shot up around them. He grabbed a beer from the cooler and sat down at the table.
"So, how was that memorial? I'm sure Mona had ulterior motives for having it."
Jack took a long pull on the beer. Lexi smiled. "Of course. You know her. I didn't stay very long. Just long enough to know Nunzio has some strange relatives." Jack raised his eyebrows.
"You didn't stay? You're not investigating it with her?"
Lexi's brow creased as she took a small sip of beer. "Well, I had no intention of getting involved, but Brax said it could be dangerous, and maybe I should keep an eye on Nans. You know how headstrong she can be. Maybe if I help her, I can keep her from doing something crazy that will put her in danger." Jack narrowed his eyes at Lexi.
"Brax? You mean that FBI guy? How do you know him?"
"No, he's been by the bakery a few times. John introduced us." Lexi casually picked a piece of lettuce from the salad bowl and bit off a dainty piece.
Jack felt his stomach tighten. He wondered just how many times Brax had been to the bakery. He didn't know the FBI agent very well, but he'd heard the guy had quite the reputation with women. He didn't like the idea of him hanging around the bakery, or Lexi.
"I think the steaks need to be flipped." Lexi nodded toward the grill, pulling Jack from his thoughts.
He went over and flipped the steaks with a large fork, then closed the lid. Anyway, I'm not really sure what to do. Nance is hell-bent on figuring out who killed Nunzio. Lexi looked at him sideways. Do you have any idea who might have done it? Jack took a deep breath. He didn't like discussing his cases, and he certainly didn't want Lexi getting involved in this one. The problem was, the more he told her not to, the more she would want to. He'd have to be selective about the information he gave her to try to steer her in the least dangerous direction. We don't have any solid leads, but we are looking into the family very seriously. Speaking of the family, I saw your friend at the memorial. Simone, is it? Did you know she was Nunzio's granddaughter? Jack's heart pounded against his ribcage. Lexi knew about Simone. How should he handle this? Trying to shrug casually, he got up to check the stakes. Yeah, she was in town for the reunion. I didn't know her grandfather was in organized crime back when I knew her. It was a long time ago. Jack turned to see Lexi looking up at him quizzically, and he had to look away, fearing she would see he wasn't telling the whole truth. He busied himself with putting the steaks on a platter and placing it on the table. Dig in. He sat down and filled his plate, silently watching Lexi do the same. Jack's mouth watered as he cut into his steak. It was perfectly seared, the outside brown almost to the point of being crispy, and the inside a medium pink. It practically melted in his mouth. They focused on eating their food for several minutes. The occasional scrape of silverware on plates, interspersed with nummy noises, were the only sounds to be heard. Sprinkles danced in between them, shifting her attention from Lexi to Jack. Finally, the poor dog could stand it no more, and she let out a soft bark, stealing Jack's attention from his steak. Oh, you need a treat, don't you? Sprinkles went crazy, spinning and bowing. Jack cut a little piece of steak and held it out to the dog, who practically rolled her eyes back in her head. She went through a repertoire of tricks, first putting out her paw, then sitting, then rolling over without any prompting, causing both Lexi and Jack to laugh. Finally, Jack gave the steak to the dog, who inhaled it, then looked to him for more. The steak is delicious. Lexi pushed her plate away and sipped more beer. Thanks. I think I have my grilling technique perfected this year. Jack smiled as he popped the last piece of steak in his mouth. Over the past year, they'd grilled out a lot together, and he actually had been practicing on cooking the perfect steak. Thanks for making all this, Lexi said as she put the saran wrap back over the bowls. Jack pulled her chair closer to his. My pleasure, he said, taking her palm and rubbing it with his thumb, then working his way up her arm, moving his face slowly closer to hers until finally their lips met. He kissed her tentatively at first, his heartbeat kicking into high gear when she sighed and parted her lips. Her tongue flicked his lower lip, and he pressed his mouth harder on hers, scooping her out of her chair and into his lap. He felt her hands snake around his neck as he caressed the silky fabric of her top, then slid his hands underneath to her warm, soft skin. She let out a mewl of contentment, which caused his own growl of satisfaction as a warm tightness started to form in his lower belly. His lips left hers to trail down her neck, his arms tensing to pick her up and carry her inside. And then her phone rang. Shoot. She broke the kiss and looked at her phone on the table. It's Nan's. I better take it. She scrambled out of his lap and back into her chair. Jack leaned back with a sigh. He watched her answer the phone, thinking of how beautiful she looked with her tousled hair and lips all puffy from their kiss. But then his heart clenched and his stomach turned to lead when he saw the color drain from her face. Lexi, what's wrong? She snapped the phone shut and looked at him, alarm in her eyes. We have to get to the hospital right away. Ruth's been attacked.